Juneau is back on hydroelectric power after an avalanche tore down the Snettisham power line on January 12th. Alaska Electric Light and Power crews finished repairs to the line yesterday afternoon. Generally, 100% of Juneau's power comes from hydroelectric facilities at a cost of just more than 10 cents a kilowatt hour. More expensive diesel fuel is the emergency backup. With hydro back on, the company will determine how much diesel was used while the line was down and ask the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to approve a temporary rate hike to pay for the high-cost fuel. AELNP generation engineer Scott Willis estimates an increase of about 15 cents a kilowatt hour over a period of a month. Last month's avalanche was the second in 9 months to damage the Snettisham line. While Willis says sometimes natural disasters really are just that. Professional avalanche forecasters have been monitoring and controlling snow slides along the line since November, but the snow that knocked down the transmission structure was a natural release on a foggy day that prevented crews from controlling it. Willis says the repair was complicated by miserable weather and more snow slides.
From the perspective of the folks that are on the mountain, the linemen, there was some terrible weather to work in. Those very cold, very windy days, that was really a difficult time for the crew out there. And then they were up there in the snow and so on, so they couldn't see each other, trying to do everything by radio. That was another difficult time. For those of us in town, the frustrating thing was we were just a few days away from getting the repairs complete, and we kept having these weather delays. And so that was very frustrating, knowing we were generating diesel just for the weather.
Meanwhile, a consulting engineer has been looking for alternatives to the avalanche-prone line. He will present those options to the Juneau Assembly tonight. Mayor Bruce Botello says each has a high cost to be balanced against the benefit of reducing risk along the line.
I guess my primary concern is to take whatever measures are reasonably necessary to minimize the risk of avalanche danger to the towers, the transmission lines, and balance it against the cost to achieve that reduction in level of risk. I mean, there is a cost benefit that has to be constantly calculated in.
Juneau residents have become accustomed to conservation. AELNP's Willis says electricity use is down about 18% over last year at this time.